WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. You know, life can feel a lot like that washing machine on high spin sometimes, right? Spinning, swirling, tossing you around with all this chaos. News headlines screaming, deadlines looming, relationships testing your patience. I mean, come on. But guess what? We don't have to be swept away by the storm. Today, we're diving deep into how to find that inner oasis of calm, even when the world around us is going bonkers. Because let's face it, a little serenity goes a long way, right? It's not about pretending everything is perfect, but about building that resilience, that inner strength to weather any storm. So, what are some key takeaways from this whole stoic wisdom thing? Buckle up, because I've got 5 powerful nuggets for you today. First up, acceptance. This isn't about being a doormat, okay? It's about recognizing things outside our control, like the weather, traffic jams, or that friend who always shows up late. Accepting these things doesn't mean liking them, but it does mean letting go of that frustrating grip we have on trying to change them. Imagine it like this. You can either fight the current or learn to surf it. Which sounds more fun? Second, focus on what you can control. That's your attitude, your actions, and how you choose to react to situations. It's about taking ownership of your thoughts and behaviors. Think of it as that old saying, you can't always choose the wind, but you can adjust your sails. So, even when things are rough, remember, you have the power to steer your ship. Third, practice gratitude. Now, I know, easy for me to say, right? But seriously, taking a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff, a hot cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a kind gesture can shift your entire perspective. It's like rewiring your brain to focus on the positive. Think about it. When you're grateful, you're less likely to dwell on negativity, and that brings a whole lot more calm into your life. Next up, cultivate mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour? We've all been there. Mindfulness is about bringing yourself back to the present moment. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses, or simply paying attention to your thoughts without judgment. Think of it as hitting the pause button on the mental chaos and just being in this moment. And lastly, remember that you're not alone. We've all got our struggles, our anxieties, our moments of feeling overwhelmed. Connecting with others, sharing your experiences, and knowing that you're part of something bigger can make a world of difference. Think about your support system, friends, family, even online communities. They are there to help you navigate the storm. You know, I was talking to my friend Sarah the other day, and she told me about this crazy week she had. Deadlines piled up, her car decided to take a vacation literally, and on top of it all, she got sick. But guess what? She found moments of calm amidst all the chaos. She started taking short walks in nature, listened to calming music while working, and made time for a good laugh with friends. It reminded me that even when life throws us curveballs, those small acts of self-care can make a huge difference. So, remember these key takeaways. Accept what you can't control, focus on what you can, practice gratitude, cultivate mindfulness, and never forget that you're not alone. This isn't about becoming some super Zen master overnight. It's about building those habits, those practices that bring peace into your everyday life. And trust me, it gets easier with time. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep seeking that calm within. I want to hear from you. What are some ways you find calm in turbulent times? Share your stories on social media using #TheCalmWithinPodcast. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of stoic wisdom and real-life inspiration. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep finding that inner oasis.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.